Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 1, A Wind to Shake the Stars. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. But most of the citizens of that vast empire of a million star systems took little notice of this tremendous conflict, at least at first. On the desert planet Tatooine, as on countless other worlds, life goes on while great events are shaping the future of a galaxy. Here, amid the endless sands and the dune seas, the hostile wastes and barren lands, human beings struggle and endure. And here, too, men and women laugh and cry, hope and dream.
So don't just dream about applying for the Academy. Make it come true. You can find a career in space. Exploration, Starfleet, or merchant service. Choose from navigation, engineering, space medicine, contact liaison, and more. If you have the right stuff to take on the universe and standardized examination scores that meet requirements, dispatch your application to
Screening Office, care of the Commandant, Imperial Space Academy, your sector, and join the ranks of the proud. Dum 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 dum.
Oh, I'm out here in the tech dome, Windy.
Hey, Skywalker, come on. Everyone's over at the power station. We're going out to Beggar's Canyon. My hopper's acting up. Something's wrong with her thrust bias, so I'm going to ride with you.
Sure. How'd you get here?
My folks came over in the land speeder to see your uncle and aunt, and I hitched a ride.
Oh.
What are you acting so guilty about?
Huh? Oh, nothing.
Uh-huh. Come on, let's see that tape, Skywalker.
Will you come on?
Give me that. Come on.
Cut it out, Windy. Aha. Applicant's information packet. Imperial Space Academy.
Will you stop?
You're still seeing Novas, huh, Luke? Looks like this tape's been played a few thousand times.
Give it back.
The great Luke Skywalker, hero of the universe. When are you going to grow up, Luke? You're a farm boy just like me.
Hand it over, Windy, or I'll take it.
Okay, here. Take it. What are you getting so touchy about? Come on, get your skyhopper going. I'll roll back the dome.
Why'd your folks come over anyway?
Oh, to talk about the moisture harvest, complain about crop prices. Who cares? I guess it's a mercy visit, you know?
Yeah. Aunt Beru's always eager for company. Even Uncle Owen is. But he'd never admit it. Well, get in, Windy. Time's wasting. I don't expect to have another whole free day till the moisture harvest is in.
Sounds smooth, Luke.
Yeah, I worked on her all day yesterday.
Well, listen, if you're planning on doing any racing, you can count me out, Skywalker. Tatooine is no academy, and you're no star pilot.
Not yet, anyway. Well, I adjusted the thrust sequence for extra boost. You better hang on to your seat.
Fixer!
What? Skywalker's here.
So what? Don't bother me with small fry. Where's the juice? I'm thirsty.
Here, catch one.
Hey, everybody.
Where's the party?
Wherever I am, Luke. Right, Cammy?
Correct, lover.
Hey, boys. Guess what Skywalker was doing?
Hey.
Sitting in the tech dome playing an Academy recruitment tape.
What?
You never change, Skywalker. Is that all you want out of life, to parade around in a fancy uniform?
So what do you want that's so much better, Fixer?
You watch it, boy. Just because you got lucky on a couple of crummy tests, that doesn't make you some kind of junior space explorer.
I never said I was any better.
You know what I did back when they made me take those exams?
What?
I walked in, filled out my name, and walked out again.
Oh,
I showed him.
Yeah. Yeah, just because he can answer fancy trick questions and do school book flight maneuvers, he thinks it makes him better than
us. Yeah, Luke. Mm-hmm. So you happen to qualify. So what? What do you think you are, Biggs or something?
Yeah, he just wants to go to the academy because Biggs did. He always was his hero.
Yeah, I'd like to go to the academy. Why shouldn't I?
Because it's for suckers, Skywalker. They want to stick you into a uniform and give you orders. At least here at the power station, I'm my own boss.
Anyway, my father says the Empire's just recruiting more people into the academies so they can draft them into the Starfleet.
Do you think anybody out there cares about Luke Skywalker?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you leave home, nobody knows you.
Hey, where is the juice?
Here it is. Here,
so, what's on the program for today, Fixer?
Speed runs, Skywalker. Speed runs.
Oh?
Let me see how much time I can shave off the back stretch.
There's no way you can cut much more time off your lap, Fix. Hmm? You're almost matching Biggs' best time around Beggar's Canyon as it is.
Yeah, well, Biggs isn't here, and I am. I'm as good as he ever was.
Oh, yeah, well, then why don't you thread the stone needle like Biggs did?
Luke.
That ought to take 5 seconds or better off your time.
And Biggs is the only one who ever flew through it at racing speed. Is that what you're saying?
I was just saying that if you want to improve your score, you're gonna
crazy, Luke. Why don't you guys go buzz the Womp Rats and take a few pot shots at him? The speedrun stuff is gonna get somebody killed.
Hey, what's the matter, Cammy? You don't think I can do it?
No.
Listen, anything the great Biggs Darklighter could do, I can do.
I never said you couldn't, fix
it. Yeah, nobody was knocking you, Fixer.
Besides, I don't need any shortcuts. Hey. You want to try and keep up with me?
Oh, Fixer.
Huh?
What, me?
What are you scared, Wormy?
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
you're on.
Crazy.
Ooh, boy, Wormy against the Fixer. That's going to be a slaughter.
Well, then you can ride with Fixer, Deke. What are we waiting for, boys? Let's go.
Fixer. Come back here, Fixer. I want this to stop right now.
Good luck, Skywalker. See you in the tight spot.
Hey, I couldn't find those macro binoculars anywhere.
Never mind, Windy. Buckle up. Hey, what are you doing? Standing in for Biggs. Brace yourself.
Here we go. One run down the back stretch, Skywalker, whenever you're ready.
Hey, wait a minute. You and Fixer in the bottleneck together? Count me out.
Well, jump.
Fall it even with me, Skywalker, and we'll let her rip.
Here.
Okay, hit it!
Oh! Look out! Will you shut up and keep still? Oh, no, you distracted me, Windy. Now Fixer's got the lead.
Well, let him keep it. I want to live.
How does my after blast feel, Luke?
Too narrow to get past him.
Whatever you do, don't go for altitude. Don't go for altitude. The crosswinds will smash us right into the canyon wall.
Just make yourself comfortable back there, far boy. It'll all be over in a minute.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Hey, you idiot, you took the wrong turn. You're headed for the stone needle.
Yeah, I bet we shaved 5 seconds off our time.
You're gonna kill us both.
There's no going back now. Stay gripped, Windy.
We made it! Windy, open your eyes. We made it.
I'm alive. I don't believe it.
Hey! Your stabilizer's gone!
Oh, I can hold her. We've still gotta cross that finish line.
You'll crash us!
Here we go. I told you I could bring her in. Hey, Windy, we won! We won!
Won? Luke, you're crazy. Crazy! I'm riding home with one of the others. You're just an accident looking for a place to happen.
Oh, Biggs. You should have been here.
Luke? Luke, are you up yet? Breakfast is ready.
Morning, Aunt Peru.
Good morning, dear. I'm afraid your uncle's in a big hurry today. He says things are still behind schedule. Come on now, eat your breakfast before it gets cold.
Okay. But I don't think the desert's going anywhere.
No, it'll still be there, Luke. If we don't get things ready for the season in time, that's all it'll be, a desert. I want some hard work today.
Yes, sir.
Keep an eye peeled when you're out. There are reports of sand people. I want you to see what you can do with the units up on the South Ridge. I expect them all to be running 100% and smooth before the day's end.
But, Uncle Owen, those evaporators are 10 years old. They should have been replaced a long time ago.
Well, you can get them functioning up to specs if you roll up your sleeves and quit your daydreaming. Look, I need a farmhand who'll pitch in, not a nephew with his head in the stars half the time. You pull your weight today or there'll be trouble.
Owen! Come on, finish what's left before it gets cold, both of you. Luke, dear, I put your lunch in the land speeder so you wouldn't forget it.
Thanks, Aunt Beru. Well, I guess I'd better get going.
Take the treadwell with you.
The treadwell? But that old droid's in worse shape than the evaporators, Uncle Owen. What about getting some new droids?
Oh, just what I need. Another expense.
But with another droid or two, we could keep the whole farm at peak efficiency right through the harvest. Look, I can check around Toshi Station and Anchorhead, and there'll probably be a Jawa sandcrawler passing through any time now. Maybe they'd have something we could use.
Luke, give over your daydreaming and do your share, and we won't need any droids. I never let you want for anything, have I? Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, then, young fella, the least you can do is show some gratitude.
Oh, Lars! Oh, and we could use a little more help. A droid that spoke domestic bocce could help me round the house, too, when you didn't need it.
Oh, well.
Luke, goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Emperor. I'll do my best with those evaporators, Uncle Owen.
Honestly, Owen, I don't know what gets into you at times. Luke's never asked us for a thing. He works as hard as any farmhand. He could have gone off on his own long ago, and you know that.
Beru, with his mind wandering half the time, he's never going to make his way in life.
But you can't begrudge him his dreams. A person has to have their dreams. I've never once complained about living out here or hardly ever seeing other people or going without when the moisture harvest was bad, have I?
Now, see here, Mrs. I never said to you.
Owen, even to the young people over at Anchorhead, Luke is an outsider. He hasn't had a close friend since Biggs went to the academy.
I don't want him coming to harm, Beru. I want what's best for him.
I know that, Owen. But it wouldn't hurt to tell him so.
Well, I'll be most of the day on those condensers in the upper basin. Won't be home till evening, I expect.
I'll have supper waiting, Owen.
Hey, Treadwell. Come hold this junction plate in place while I torque it down, will you? That's it. That ought to do it. Now, let's give this old relic a try. Nothing. Boy, how does Uncle Owen expect me to keep these junk heaps running? Treadwell, clamp these two leads together while I splice them. No, you idiot. Will you use your insulated arm? Release! Release! Back off! What I wouldn't give to be on another planet. Any planet. Uncle Owen's not gonna like this a bit. Now I've got two major overhauls on my hands. Treadwell, get over to the land speeder. If we don't get those new droids now, we'll be in real trouble for the moisture harvest. Well, the sky is still clear anyway. At least there's no sandstorms blowing up. Maybe we can have things ready, but... Hey, what's that up there? Well, I know you don't know, you maniac. Where are my macro binoculars? Well, I know I left them in there someplace. Ah, here they are. Now, let's see. Yeah. There's two ships out there, all right. Two of them at least. And they're firing on each other. Well, it's incredible. Boy, they're really going at it out there. Come on, Treadwell. Get yourself over to the land speeder. I've got to get into Anchorhead and tell Fixer about this. Well, get it in gear, will ya? Okay, stay put then. I'll pick you up on the way home.